Okay, we're on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's Kuf Zayin, we're on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're up to the two dots, the first two dots, about six lines down, five lines down, where it says, Tvua lo yazrena kitnias. Tvua, if somebody plants a tvua, he shouldn't plant kitnias. Why not? Because it ruins the produce. So, Masnil of Yehudu Leravin, Tvua yazrena kitnias. We learned somewhere else that Tvua, you can plant kitnias afterwards, not a problem. A Malay, Vanantanan Tvua lo yazrena kitnias, and our mission is you can't. A Malay, Lokash, that's not a problem. Halon, Halahu. Depends where you are. If you're in Eretz Yisrael or if you're in Bavel. Which one's which? That's a machlokas. Rashi says, Masnisen be'Eretz Yisrael koi. Sheyamakom horim. It's a mountainous area. Ve'ekel amechash l'chachasha adara. And if you switch off between wheat and kidney, you're going to ruin the ground. Anan hashtab Bavel kamina. We're in Bavel. Shehim mitzula tevua b'bitzei hamayim. It's irrigated. It's no problem. Ve'ekel amechash l'chachasha adara. Therefore, it's not a problem. Okay? Next, I'm going to go quite fast because we have a lot to say when we get to the bottom of the page and on the base. Amalei Rav Yehuda l'Ravin bar Rav Nachman, Ravin Achi, Ravin my brother, Hani Techili debay Kitna. The Techili is cress, it's some kind of like moss that grows debay Kitna. It grows in between the where's debay Kitna? In between the wine press, the flax. It grows in between the flax. Ein behem yishum gezel. Someone steals that, that's not a problem. It's no gezel net. Why? Because it ruins the flax more than it's worth. So you're actually doing the guy a favor. By you stealing it, you're doing a favor. Because it ruins the flax. So if somebody were to steal it, what they're doing is they're saving the flax. However, omo does al gvulin, but just stam if this crest on the ground by the gvul, yeshum yishum gezel. That is gezel. Why? It's worth something. Happens to be, it's not worth as much as the flax. It ruins the flax, but standing alone, that is gezel. Vim hukshu lezera, afil debekitna nami. If it's already hard or got ready to be planted, in other words, it's not going to ruin it anymore, then it's gezel there too by the flax. Nami eshrehem yishum gezel. My taima, my ifsit ifsit. Whatever's ruined is ruined. Can't get ruined more. So once it's already reached a stage where it already ruined the flax, leaving it there won't make it more ruined, and therefore what is it? It's gezela. Okay, these are all these unrelated statements that the same Amman and Amar said to each other. Amalei Rav Yehuda l'Ravin bar Rav Nachman, Ravin Achi, Hani Dili Dilach. We're talking about a tree. The tree is on the border. So some of the fruits are on my side, some of the fruits are on your side, right? There's a tree that runs through the property line. So Dili Dilach, what's mine is yours. For Dilach Dili, what's yours is mine. V'Nohag B'nei Metzra. And we're gonna have the minug of what you do when these people should be knowing what how to act when there's a tree on both properties. It covers both properties. Ilan Rote Lakan Lakan. The branches that go to that side belong to that guy. Hanote Lakan Lakan, and the branches that hang on the other side belong to the other guy. The Itmar, as we learned. Ilan Haomed Al. One minute. Al hametzar, if branches, if a tree runs through the metzar, runs through the border between two properties, amarav hanota lekan lekan. The branches on that side belong to that guy. Hanota lekan lekan. The branches on that side belong to that guy. Ushmul amar shmul says cholkim. No, you divide it 50-50. Divide it 50-50. Not sure what. He's got 60% of the branches. He has 40% of the branches. No, 50-50. Meisve, we're going to have a kash on Rav. A Bryson says, Elon ha'omeid al ha'meitzar yachloku. A Bryson says, like Shmuel's right, yachloku. Tiyufta derav, it's a kash on Rav. So Tirgin Shmuel, Aliba derav. Shmuel says, I don't hold like Rav, but I have a way out for him. His answer is as follows, b'memale kol ha'meitzar kulo. When the tree, I'm not sure what this means, when the tree covers the entire meitzar, the entire path, ihachi maila memra, so what's the chiddush in that? No, lotzvicha the tali tunya l'chad gisa. The chiddush is even though all the branches are on one side, right? It's a very funny looking tree. It's a big fat tree. All the branches are on one side. The other side guy's got nobody, but the tree itself is in both properties. V'akati ma'alimah. What's the chiddush in that? So the chiddush is as follows. Ma'atim, I would say the amalei palag hachi. Why don't you divide it this way? In other words, I'll get all the fruit, you'll get none of the fruit. Kamash, Mulan, the Amalei, the guy could say, My causes the palag hachi, palag hachi. Why are you cutting the tree in such a way? If I'm staring at the tree, it looks like half the, it's true, half the fruit's on your, all the fruit's on your side, zero's on the other side. But I can cut it the other way. If I cut it the other way, it'll be half and half. So that's his chiddush. That's the chiddush. That's what you have to do. Okay, now that we said that, now the Gemara is going to go off on a huge tangent now and talk about basically Ayin Hara. Basically Ayin Hara. Until we get there. Amalei Rav Yehuda l'Rav and Bar Rav Nachman, Rav and Achi. Listen to this halacha. Lo tazbin ara t'smicha l'matha. Don't plant a field next to the town. Don't plant a field near the city. To Amar Rav Yavo, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Aser lo la'adam shi'amor al sad chaveiro b'shasha omedes b'kumasa. It's aser to plant the field. It's aser to stand by the field at the time of the harvest. I'm not a, it's aser, says the Gemara. It's aser for me to stand by your field while you're harvesting. I'm going to come and watch you harvest. Right? Again, aser lo la'adam shi'amor al sad chaveiro. You're not allowed to stand by your friend's field b'shasha omedes b'kumasa. At the time when it's when all the grain is standing. Why not? Why is that usher for me to stand there? Says Rashi, Shalyaf Sidena ba'ayin hara. Don't ruin the produce with an ayin hara. I'm going to stand there and watch your successes. That's going to get me very upset. And I'm going to give you an ayin hara. You hear that, Simcha? Therefore, don't stand there. Rashi, it's a preferish Rashi. Rashi says, it's like, you know, that. Like, 10 lines down where we are. Shlo yafsidena ba'ayin hara. You should not be. Why? Because you're going to give an ayin hara. Now, not surprisingly, this halacha is not brought down in the Rambam. Because the Rambam probably wasn't so interested in ayin hara. We're going to have it in a Gemara in a few minutes, but he's allowed to argue on Rashi, and he didn't put it in his Mishnah Torah at all. The Mag Mishnah says that according to him, the reason why it's not there is because it was a Midas Chasidus. This is a Midas Chasidus. So the Rambam's not talking about Midas Chasidus, he's talking about Halacha. It's not a Halacha. It's a Midas Chasidus, therefore it's not there. Other Rishonim bring it down to Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down to Halacha. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. So you're not allowed to do this. This led to a fascinating question. Is it usher to stand there? Or do you have to pay if you stand there? You have to pay. You have to pay hezek, yeah. The stipler was asked a question. Let's say a guy takes his fingernails, cuts his fingernails. You know, you're not supposed to put fingernails in the floor. If a pregnant woman steps on them, there's a gemara that says she's going to miscarry. What if you cut your fingernails and bemazed, you put them on the floor, and a pregnant woman steps on them and she miscarries? Can you have to pay her for that? It's hezek, no? It's hezek from a segula, which is very similar to this. You have to pay for that? What do you think? So the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh, you ever saw the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh? It's a wild Sefer. That is a wild, I have a Sefer called Shmiras HaBayis, which is the same exact thing, but about things in the house. These are two volumes, Shmiras HaNefesh. And he says in there that that Yechayev. I don't think it's Chaim Kanievsky. We have Chaim Kanievsky today. Don't worry, but that's not. I don't think it's him. Anyway, he has a machlokas in there from Gedolim. One says Yechayiv, and one says that you're not Chayiv, and he brings it right from our Gemara. Our Gemara says Usser. Doesn't say Shmashalim. It's Usser. It's an Isser. Not to pay. So the stipler himself felt that's not a raya. It's very difficult to prove. It's almost impossible to prove. How can you prove that? That the hezek of the crops were caused by the ayin hara. How can you prove that that's why she miscarried? That's the, they have a proof, right? They have a proof problem. If you could prove it, why shouldn't you pay? You're hezek. What's the difference if it's a metaphysical segula type of things or smashing a window? What's the difference? Not really a difference. It's only a difference because this is more far-fetched and more wild. But if the damage is done, the damage is done. So I thought that's one issue that comes out of this Gemara. Okay. Next. Ain't he? Is that true? Va'ashkechinu Rabbi Abba l'talmudei derav. Rabbi Abba, the Talmud of Rav. Amar, he said. Amalohu, he said. My Amar Rav b'hani kroy. Rav, what do you say about the following psukim? We're going to have a long kasha. The bottom line is going to be that when we finish with this kasha, the bottom line is going to be that we see from this whole long discussion that Rav himself said, you can plant your field next to the city. That's going to be the kasha. And the answer is going to be, it depends if you put up a fence. If you put up a fence, you can, and if not, not. So the kasha is not even going to begin until on the base. So we have a long kasha now. What's the kasha? It says in the Torah, Baruch Ata Ba'ir, Baruch Ata Basada, Baruch Ata Bivuecha, Baruch Ata Bitzeitzecha. What does all that mean? So Amrule Hachi, Amar Rav, Baruch Ata Ba'ir, you know what that means? Baruch Ata Ba'ir, Baruch Shehe Beischa Samach Lebeis HaKnesses. Your house should be next to the shul. Why should your house be next to the shul? Right? Why should your house be next to the shul? So, the Ben Yoyada says, because the Ben Yoyada says, unbelievable vart. Rabbi Yochanan said that he comes to shul in Bavel, and he sees all these old men. He sees old men. And everyone asks him, how can there be old men in Bavel? The Torah says, L'man yirbu yimeichem v'yimeichem al ho'adama. It's only old men in Eretz Yisrael. There's no old people. People outside of Eretz Yisrael, not Zachat Arichat Yamim. How can there be old men? So what was the answer? They came to shul early. Right? They spent time in shul. A shul is a mikdash ma'at. A shul has the status, so to speak, of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't belong here. Happens to be, it's physically in Woodmere. Spiritually, it's in Eretz Yisrael. That's what a shul is. So that's why they're Zochat Arichat Yamim. Because they hang out in shul. They hang out in shul. You're like in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So Ben Yehuda says, if the closer you walk to the shul, the more of a chance you have to fulfill this. You have to walk 3 miles to get to shul, it's difficult to fulfill this. How much can you hang out there, right? It takes you so long to get there. But if you are right nearby, so easy. That's Ben Yehuda's pshat. Unbelievable pshat. Okay, the Torah Chayav says the Shri from Asar Rishonim. Okay, that's that part. Baruch Ata Basadeh. What does he mean, Baruch Ata Basadeh? She nechasecha kuvim le'ir. You should be next to the city, which is the kasha. That's the kasha. Rav said, don't be near the city, it's Kedayin Hara. Here he says you should be near the city. Now we got the kasha, but we're going to finish up the whole braisa. Baruch Ata Bivoecha. Right? Blessed are you when you go out, when you come in. Shalotimsa ishtecha safek nida b'shas b'yaschem in aderech. You shouldn't find your wife, Anida, a Suffolk Nida, at the time you come home from the Derech. You're on a long journey, Why is that always locked? It was locked the whole weekend. It locked again? I don't know how they opened it. It was locked the whole, they couldn't open it. Anyway, you have a Suffolk, you come home from a journey, and you're hoping to be with your wife, and it's a Suffolk she's a Nida. You're not going to have that problem. I'm going to give you a bracha. Says Rashi, Safek Nida, V'kol Shkein Vadai. And for sure if she's a Vadai Nida, that's why we're harping on Safek. For sure if she's a Vadai. Right? In Masechta Sanhedrin, where this Gemara appears, Rashi gives a different vart. Rashi says, Safek Nida is worse than a Vadai. Why? Because when it's a Safek Nida, you're thinking to yourself, maybe it's not a Safek, maybe it's okay, it probably is okay, all those chumers they come up with, it's all probably good. And the Yetzer Hara has a much easier way to get you to sin with her. Because when it's a Safek, you come up with all the heterim. Right? The Safek shouldn't apply. She's a Vada Neda, what could you do? Torah said, when it's a Safek, it's much more chance that you can make a mistake. You can make an Avera. So the Safek is much worse than the Vadai. Therefore Hashem says, that bracha I'm giving you. You're not gonna, she won't even be a Safek. Vadai, it's not, what's the Yetar for a Vadai? That door's not open. That is Rashi's Pshat. The Maharal says that this is a little bit out there, but it's an out there kind of daf today. The Maharal says that a woman being a Nida is a natural flow, a natural course of events. Every woman's a Nida at some point. It's normal. It's a normal status of a woman. Sometimes she's a Nida, sometimes she's not a Nida. To be a Suffolk Nida, that's already something that's not normal. Why is she a Suffolk? Right? So the fact that she's a Suffolk, it's a little bit of a a little bit of a, what's the word he uses? The Maharal says, it's kochos atoma, says the Maharal. Why is she a safek nida? It must be, the kochos atoma have power over her, turned her into a safek nida. Vada nida? Every woman's a vada nida sometimes. Safek? That's not normal. It's kochos atoma. Therefore, that bracha, I'm giving you a bracha. You won't even find her in such a state. Okay? Okay, next. Baruch atah b'teitzecha. Is that where I'm up to? Shehu te'etzei me'ayich kamoscha. That your descendants, it's a play on the words, te'etzecha and te'etzecha. Te'etzecha are descendants. That your descendants should be just like you, good like you. V'amalahu Rabbi Yochanan. Lo omer hachi. Now, he had a different shot. He had a different shot. His shot was Baruch Atah Be'ir Shebeitzak Samach L'Shulchanecha. Sorry, Shebeitzak Kisei Samach L'Shulchanecha. She said Beitzak Kisei near the house, near the table. Also, Avol Beitzak Knesset Lo, not a shul. Why not? You get more schar. You have to walk further, right? Schar Alicha, right? So you have to balance this shot with what we said before with the Ben Yoyada. Baruch Atah Basadeh, what that means? Shehi nichasecha mishulashin. You should have triple, you should have your produce in three places. Shlush b'tfua, a third in tfua. Shlush b'zesim, a third in zesim or olives. Ushlush b'gafanim, and a third in grapes. Why that way? Why that? So the Maharal says, because these are the only three things that are chayiv in Truma Midaraisa. Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. So you want to make Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar, that's why you should invest in these three items. It'll give you more bracha, because you're giving more tzedakah, because, right, we know, Aser, Bishvil, Tithaser. You give Maaser and Truma, it's a bigger bracha for you. That's the Maharal. The Ben Yoda asks, how come the Pasuk says, Dagoncha, right, Dagon, Tiroshcha, V'Yitzharecha, right, which is Dagon is tvua, tiroshcha is wine, and yitarecha is oil. So how come over here the Gemara switches the last two? Why does the Gemara put zesim first before gefanim? In the pasuk it switched around. So why did the Gemara put it this way? So he says because the Gemara put it in the Torah put it in terms of chashivas. The most chashiv is bread. The second most chashiv is yayin, and the third most chashiv is oil. The Gemara puts it in terms of what you use the most. So oil is more handy than wine. Right? Okay. Next. Baruch atah b'vo'echa, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. What does that mean? She tehei yitziyascha min ha'olam kibiyascha le'olam. You're leaving the world should be like the way you enter the world. Ma biyascha le'olam b'lo chet, just like you enter the world without chet. A baby enters the world, there is no chet. So too, af yitzi ascha min ha'olam b'lo chet. You should leave the world without chet. Okay? This is a lot to talk about over here. Number one, Esther Mizrahi, the same pasuk is said in the klala. What does that mean? You should leave, it's a curse to leave the world? What does that mean? That... What? Right, which we're going to get to in a minute. We're going to get to that in a minute. That's exactly, the Rosh Hashanah asked that question. He asked that question. We'll get to that in a minute. So the Maharal, the Marsha, they all answer me. It's the klala that you should leave the world without mitzvahs. That's the klala. You should leave the world without mitzvahs. So then already the Ben Yehuda says, it means, we're not wishing anybody to be such an avarian. What it means is, all the schar of this world, you should get in this world. So then it's as if you left without mitzvahs. Why? Nothing waiting for you. There's nothing waiting for you. You got paid back everything over here. There's nothing waiting for you in the next world. That's what the Maharal says it means. Okay. Okay. No, I don't understand that. Sifsechacham says it means that when someone cries, that just like when the baby's born, there's crying, so too when the person dies, there's also crying. And if you're a tzaddik, there is no crying. The Gemara that says mitoch haschok simin yafalo, mitoch it's a avaster of nasim. Mitoch habechi simin ralo. But everybody, even when a tzaddik ador, is crying. I'm not sure what that means. The Rashash on this Gemara asked the following question. He says this is a raya against people that hold that such a thing is a Gilgal. As far as I know, nobody disputes the fact that it's a Gilgal. I think maybe Reb Tzadjigon, maybe Avigdor Miller didn't believe in it. Almost everyone believes in it. Such a concept as a Gilgal. What that means, we don't know. But the fact that the Neshamas are recycled, I think pretty much a belief. Says the Rashash, then how could you say you come into the world without Chet? You're a Gilgal. How could it be that you come into the world without Chet? Just like you come into the world without Chet, you leave without Chet. You should leave without Chet. Meaning you should be a Tzaddik. What do you mean to come into the world without Chet? Nobody's perfect. So how could the Gemara suggest such a thing? That's the Rashash's Kasha. Chaim Kanievsky, yes. Listen to the Chaim Kanievsky. What kind of Kasha is that? This person came into the world without Chet. I don't see the Kasha. He says as follows. He says, I'm quote, Mistavra, Shlo Rashash Kasav Zos. Rashash couldn't have asked this question. Kibin Sharei Afim Zeh Gilgal, even if it is a Gilgal, V'chizeh Chet, this one sinned, Efshar Lehizvakeach Im HaRashash Tomid Kedarka Shel Torah, Avo Shtuyot In Kedvarov. I can't believe Rashash said such a thing, says the Chaim Kanievsky. Can't believe he said such a thing. What kind of Kasha is that? Despite the Kasha, the Pre-Shlomo answers, listen to his answer from the Pre-Shlomo. He says, well, if we're talking about the Guf, this baby, Taka came without Chet. And if we're talking about the Neshama, then you know what? Every Neshama is connected to the Neshama of Adam Rishon. That Neshama also came into the world of Bli Chet. When Adam Rishon was created, there was no Chet. So either way, you're safe. That's the Pre-Shlomo. I don't know who the Pre-Shlomo is. Then the Shemi Shmuel says, no, he says, you don't even have to say that. You could say that at some point, there is a Kapara for every Neshama. So when the Neshama returns, even if it is a Gilgal, even if the Neshama came back was not perfect, regarding you, there's been Kaparas. The problem with that shot is we always think that the Gilgal is to be misaking the past problems, right? That's the purpose of it. So that's how you figure that out. He says here, Averus mis Kaparas, Kodim Yuridas HaNeshama B'Gilgal Ayde Tzarmisa, O Gilgal Ba'atzmo, O Shai Yisurim, the end of your is all of Elbashvil Hashlem et HaMitzvos, Shechzeh B'Gilgum HaKodman. The only thing is to complete the mitzvot, not to be misak and averos. What does that mean? Vim kein hare ba'al la'olam zeh, zocha v'nekiya mikol chet. You're knocking from chet. So there's a hashlama that's required. Right. Right. So the kasha was, well, I'm on the base now. The kasha was, Rav in one place said, what did he say? He said you shouldn't put a field near the city, and in one place he said you can. Says the Gemara, lo kasha. Ha de mahadele shavra vareska. One is where you put up a fence and a gate. Ha de lo mahadele shavra vareska. And one is where you don't. Okay? See, if you put up a fence, it could be right next door to the city. And if not, not. Now that we're going to go on a whole other tangent now. This is from last week's parsha. The pasuk says, V'hasir Hashem imcha kol choli. I am going to remove from you all choli. What does all choli mean? Amar Rav, zu ayin. This is ayin hara. Rav l'taimei. Rav l'shitaso. The Rav, this Gemara is, I cannot find anyone who discussed this Gemara. This is a fascinating Gemara. Rav salak l'bei kivri. Rav went to the cemetery one day. Avad mai da'avad. He did what he did. Rashi says that, what does that mean? He did what he did. Yodea ha'y l'lachesh al ha'kfuros. He was able to make an incantation on each grave. L'havin al kol kever v'kever be'ezem misameis. To discover what was the cause of everyone who was in the cemetery, why they die. Imeis bismano im ba'ayin hara. Did they die on time, bisman, or through an ayin hara? Tisha v'tishin be'ayin ra. 99% died from ayin hara. V'echa be'eretis b'derech eretz. One died derech eretz. One died normal, 99 died because of Ayin Hara. What does that mean, because of Ayin Hara? Someone gave them an Ayin Hara, and then they died? I could not find anyone who explained this Gemara. Tosfos asks the following question. Look at the top Tosfos. Vim Tomar, Im Kain, B'nei Yosef, Shlosh Shalta Ba'ayin Hara, Lehen Yichyos, Hari Mikal HaShvatim. So then Yosef should live longer than everybody else. Why? Because Ayin Hara does not shalit on them. Hear that Kasha Tosfos asks? No, so what happened is Hashem makes it in such a way that they die natural deaths more than everybody else. Right? When it's their time is up, Hashem brings other things that they die that way. So ask the Chida, so then what about the cemetery? There was nobody from Yosef in this cemetery? So the Chida says, that's right, there was nobody from the cemetery, from Yosef in this cemetery. Why not? So there's a whole thing that they weren't Gola with the Gola of Bavel. They were Bnei Ephraim and Manasseh were different places, Golas. So there's a whole long arichas to explain why they weren't in the cemetery. What this Gemara means, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm sorry. I looked all night trying to find like what is a hesber to this Gemara. Right? Okay. But next. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, the choli is ruach. What's ruach? Ushmuel taimei. Amar Shmuel, hakol beruach. Everything is all about the wind. In other words, everyone dies because of wind. So the Gemara says, Ushmuel ha'ika aruge malchus. What do you mean? No one dies in the battlefield. They don't get killed by the king. There's no beheadings and there's no. So the Gemara says, hanoch nami. That's also because of the wind. E lav zika avde. If not for the wind, abdilahu sama. We could put on medicine. V'chayi. The guy would live from a stab wound. The guy would live from a stab wound. Why isn't he living? Because the wind comes and hurts him. That's also wild. Another pshat. Rabbi Chanina Amar. Rabbi Chanina says zutzina. It's the cold. It's the cold. To Amar Rabbi Chanina, hakol bidei shemayim. Everything's in the hands of heaven. Chutz mitzinim pachim. What's tzinim pachim? Rashi says kor hanofeach. The blowing of the cold. Everything is up to Hashem except for the blowing of the cold. Shenemar, like it says, tzinim pachim baderech. Ikesh. Right? What does that mean? Oh, I didn't finish the pasuk. Shomer nafsho, yirchak mehem. Right? So everything's in the hands of heaven except for what? Except for cold. So Rashi in Ksuvit says, you know what that means? That means that if you get sick, you don't wear a coat in the winter, you get sick, then blame Hashem. It's your own fault. You wear a coat, you won't get sick. Very simple. You can't say, well, I don't have. If Hashem wants me to get sick, I'll get sick. And if not. No, you're not going to do that. Because seeing him is up to you. So the Mashal says, why doesn't the Gemara say heat's also up to you? So the Mashal answers very simple, because heat's not up to you. Because if it's cold, you can put on a coat. If you're traveling in the desert, there's nothing you can do. You can't fight the heat. What are you supposed to do? That's not up to you. The cold is up to you, because you have a way to protect yourself. From heat, there's nothing you can do. Right? So that's what Rashi says in Ksuvis. Everybody asks, but don't we have another Gemara that says, Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyira shemayim? Now it says, Hakol bidei shemayim except for the cold? How do you reconcile that? So I have this sefer at home. It's called the Chizkuni al Pirush Rashi. It's not the Chizkuni. It's an anonymous Rishon that was discovered about 2-3 years ago. It was discovered a few years ago, and about 2 years ago, they put it out in a volume. He was a Talmud of the Ramban. We don't know who he was. So he says in here, he has a pshat. He says, V'yesh lomar, d'dvarim chalukim heim umorim shneim yonim. Two issues. Echad mor al chomar, v'echad al hanefesh. One is a physical, and one is spiritual. When it comes to physical, everything's up to Hashem. What you're going to look like, you're going to be strong. It's all up to Hashem. The only thing that's not up to Hashem is you take care of yourself. It's up to you. Other thing is ruchnius. Hashem made you smart. Hashem made you not smart. Hashem made you rich or poor. All that stuff that's up to you. The only thing that's up to you is your shemayim. What kind of Jew you're going to be? That's this anonymous chizkuni. Then I see this unbelievable vart from the bina le'itim. Who's the bina le'itim? The bina le'itim says as follows. This is unbelievable bar. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. Hakol bidei shemayim mitzinim pachim is the same exact word. Why? Because hakol bidei shemayim chutz mitzinim pachim. Rashi says tzinim pachim means blowing cold. But pach is also the soot from the furnace, which is hot. So he says hakol bidei shemayim chutz mit hot and cold. What does that mean? When it's time to do a mitzvah, you should get hot about it. You should be excited about it. When it's time to stay away from an Avera, you should be cold about that. You should be hot about that also. When it's time to do an Avera, be cold. Don't be interested in doing Averas. When it comes to doing an Avera, be cold. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, be hot and excited. That's the same exact thing. It's the exact same vart. You hear?
an amazing var.
Hakol b'dei shemayim, chutz mi'ir shemayim. How do you get to that? Well, you'd be excited about mitzvos, and you'd be very unexcited about averos. No? Amazing part. Okay. I know, there is a girsa that says that. I know.
That would fit in with it.
That would fit in with it. Okay. Next. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Amar, Zu Tzoa. It's a reference to Tzoa. What does that mean? The Amar Mar, not going to the bathroom. The Amar Mar, Tzoa is Hachotem, the Tzoa in your nose, the Tzoa is Ozen, and the Tzoa in your ears, Ruban Kasha, a lot of that is no good. Miyotan Yafel, but a small amount is good, right? And the excess is Hashem promises He will not bring you. Rabbi Lazar Omar, Zem Mora, it's the gallbladder. Tanya Rami Hachi, Machla Zu Mora. The word Machla in the Pasuk of, the Pasuk that says, Vasirosi machla mikir becha. I will remove the machla from among your midst. What's that? That's gallbladder problems. Why is it called machla? She machla kol gufa shaladam, because it ruins the whole person. Davar acher, another pshat, machla, she shmona mushlosha chaloim tuluyim b'mara. Because there are 83 sicknesses that come from the gallbladder. The kul on all of them, pashachwis, bread in the morning, the melach with salt, the kiton shamayim, and a jug of water, mivatlan will destroy. Sam Sofer, such an unbelievable part. He says, how many machlas come from the gallbladder? 83. And how do you get rid of it? Pashachris and water. Says the chassal, this is total drush. He says, you know, if you take the 7 days of a week, and you take away the night, only 12 hours of the day, you know how many hours you get? It's 12 times 7 is 84. It's 1 hour more than the amount of machlas that there are. So he says as follows. There are 84 hours in a week. If a person will be machdish his life, one each hour, connected all the machlas in the world, 1 hour more, you know, he says, pas shachris is when you're young and you're earning your livelihood. That's pas shachris. The shachris of your life when you're young. Pas is lechem, is bread. You're earning your livelihood. There's one thing that's usually missing in your life. You know what that is? That's musar. Too busy to have musar. So when you calm down, and you get a little older, and you have kiton shel mayim, which mayim is Torah, which is the musar, to make yourself into a better person, that one extra hour is the 84th hour, and that is keneged the whole, all the machlas of your life. That's the Chassam Sofer. Okay? Next, now that we talked about Pashachris, we have the following brisa that says, Tanur Rabbanan, Yud Gimel Dvarim Nemru V'Pashachris. 13 things I said about Pashachris. What are they? Matelos Menachama, it protects you from the heat. You're not going to be so hot in it. Umenat Mitzina, from the cold. Umenazikin, from sweating. Umenamazikin, from the demons. Umachkimas Pesi, from becoming foolish. To remain foolish, v'zochet badin, yezochet to be a judge, lilmo Torah, to learn Torah, lalame, to teach it, dvar of nishmoyin, what you say people will listen to, v'talmud of miskayim biyado, your learning will be miskayim by you, vein b'saru ma'ale hevel, you won't have some kind of hevel coming out of your body, v'nizkak le'ishto, you will cling with your wife, vein o mis'avel isha cheres, you won't be interested in anyone else's wife, right, you have your own. What does that mean? So Rashi says that im bal herhurim hu, if you're a person that's plagued by herhurim, umitok shalibo tov baboker shochel ktsas tovel ishto, right? Ubitzeso lashuk ronashim emis avilahen. I'm not sure what that means. You have a certain type of physical satisfaction from eating the morning bread. You have a chance to be with your wife that nobody else can get you excited. I'm not sure what that means exactly. That's what the Gemara says. V'yesh omrim, no, I skipped. V'horeges kina shebnei me'ayim. It'll kill any of the bugs in your stomach. V'yesh omrim afamotzi es hakina. It also removes kina. U'machnes es ha'ava. And it engenders love into your heart. Amalei, by the way, we'll do a little more Gemara. Amalei Rabba Larava Bar Mori Mana Ha Milsa Da Amri Inchi. How do we know the following thing that people say? Shidin Riti, if 60 people are running, Rod, they can run all they want, Velo Matu Lagarva De Mitzafra Karach. They're never going to catch the guy that ate Pashachris. Guy ate Pashachris, he's going to outrun them all. How do you know? From Rabbanon, Hashkein ve'echol b'kayit, says Hashkein ve'echol b'kayit, b'de'achama. Get up in the morning in the summer, eat, so you fight off the heat. U'b'chorev, and in the winter, b'de'atira, from the cold. How do you know all that? Amalei, t'chsev, like it says, lo yirevu v'lo yitzmu v'lo yikem sherev v'shemesh, lo yikem sherev v'shemesh, kim de lo yirevu v'lo yitzmu. Yeah. Since you eat, you're not going to be thirsty, you're not going to have any problems. Amalei, atam artali bihasam, v'namin alach mehecha. You have that pasuk, I have a different pasuk. It says, v'vadatem es Hashem alokechem, uverchet lachmacha v'es bimecha, v'vadatem es Hashem alokechem. Zu kriya shema utvila. That's kriya shema and davening. Uverchet lachmacha v'es bimecha, zu pashachwez v'kito shomayim. The kan ve'elech, and then it says after that, v'atzirosi machla mikir becha. You do all that, I will remove the machla from amongst your midst. Amalei v'hudu l'ravada. Okay, that's it for that. So, the next Gemara is back to normal Gemara. So just this one thing about Pashachris. Four times Shulchan Aruch about Pashachris. It refers to Shulchan Aruch. It's in Simen Kuf Nun Hey Sif Beis. Kodem Sheyelech LeBeis HaMedrash. Before you go to the Beis HaMedrash, that means after you davened. Now you're going to go learn for an hour before you go to work. Yochal Lechol Pashachris. You should eat Pashachris. Imhu Ragelbo. If that's your minhag, if that's what you normally do. V'tov Sheyargelbo. That's what you should do. It's a good thing to get into that habit. So it's a very funny way of wording it. It doesn't say chayiv lechol. It doesn't say chayiv. You should. Call the tov. How do you say it? Yuchal lechol pashachris imu ragelbo v'tov shiargelbo. So the Sheva the Levi says, what about mishi ain't ochal pashachris? You don't eat pashachris. So the Sheva the Levi says, she ain't a nikra avayin b'shalkach. You're not called an avayin if you don't. Right? The shlotiknu zos begeder mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It's not a mitzvah. Ella ke eitz a tova b'vayin. It's an eitz. The whole thing's an eitz a tova. Ubegeder hanhaga yishara. It's a good hanhaga. Asher yeshba srach mitzvah. Yeah, it's a shemitz of a mitzvah. It's a shemitz of a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a chiyuv? Hard to say that. There's a whole shayla over here. The Prima Gadda had a shayla. Can it be yotzei pashachwitz with mizonos? That's the whole shayla that he had. Has to be mamish bread. Look, if yotzei mizonos. So he says that he was making. No, it's even considered pashachwitz linyan there. It doesn't have to be something that you have to bench on. Basically, he's telling you to have breakfast, exactly. But then he says over here that a tavshil that's made out of the meat, chaneshes, mini dogan, would not work. Then he says over here, listen to this. Ube'eshel Avram, it's on a day when the door is locked, the Eshel Avram, the Butach Rav, says that shagam b'shtiyas kafa im chalav, coffee with milk, yesh maila shalachilas pashachris. You have a maila of pashachris with a coffee. We all can understand that. We all can feel for that. Why? Kivan sheyesh b'chalav koach hazana, because milk and the whole coffee can satisfy you. B'tam ke'ikar. You hear this? You hear this, Bart? We all in America today. Who doesn't? Right? As they say, America runs on coffee. Right? Okay. Now that we said that, back to Baba Metzia. The Gemara says, "Amali Rav Yehuda l'Rav Ada mishuchae." This person, he was a surveyor, and he told the surveyor, "Lo tizalzel b'mishchasa, don't belittle the survey. Why? The chal porta uporta chazi lekurkama rishka. Every single inch that you survey, you can plant on every single inch. Curcumin, some kind of very expensive spices, can be planted on each inch. So if you're going to be off by a foot, you're cheating out the guy of all a foot of land that he could use to plant." This spices. You can't plant a tree on a foot, you need more space than that, or maybe even vegetables not, but the spices you for sure could fit. So what's the chiddush in this? That you can't change the border? What was the chiddush here? When you're doing the survey, do it correctly. You don't cheat anybody out of their land. I don't understand the chiddush over here. Like it's you know?
Because you guys think otherwise
everyone's
bustle.
Right. That's probably the pshat, because we're going to have now in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Ada Mishchai, Dalar Amos da Anigra, the four Amos of Anigra. Anigra is the irrigation canal, right? So four Amos away from that, Zilzabu, that you're allowed to make a mistake in. Why? So Rashi explains, because that belonged to individual people and they were able to be mochel, but the Anhara, but on the river. Lo tashemchinu klal. Don't even survey it. Why? Because that belonged to everybody. So who's going to be mochel? Who's going to be mochel if you make a mistake over there? Rabbi Yehuda l'taymei, the Amar Yehuda, arba amos da'anigra l'vda'anigra, the four amos next to a canal belong to the people that own that canal. So if you make a mistake, they could be mochel. But the Anhira, the Kuli Alma, but Anhira belongs to the whole world. Who's being mochel? Nobody. The river belongs to everybody. Machri is with Ami. Rami used to announce. Mole, Kispe, Nagidi, Betri Avri, Nara, Kotsu. When you want to chop down trees for a path, you can chop down as wide of the path as the shoulders of the guys who schlep the things off the boat. That's how wide you need the path. They're schlepping things off the boat, as wide as these guys are, that's how wide you can schlep it. Rasa Baroshia cuts Shitzer Amsa. He once said you could cut 16 amas wide. So, Asul Aleh b'nei Mishrevna, the people from that town came, that's new, they started beating him up. Who suffer? He thought, what 16 amas? So long. Why such a wide path? He thought, Kirosh HaSarabim. That's the size of Rosh HaSarabim, 16 amas. Velohi, that's not the pshat. Hasam v'iran kuli hai. When is it Rosh HaSarabim? You need so much. Hai, hacha mishum amsuche ashlehen. You need it to take the stuff off the boat. Vehu kemalei kispei nagdi sagi. And that's as wide as the guy's shoulders. How wide do you need it? So you right, don't ruin anything else. As wide as you need for the good. Rabba Avuna Havilia and Abba Aguda Dinara. One second, what does that mean? He had a forest next to the river. Amrule Nekutzmar. Let's cut it down. Let's cut the trees down. Amalahu Kutsu Ilaivatatoi. First get the ones near the river. Vahadar Nikatana, then I'll cut mine down. So the Gemara says, you know what, we'll stop over here. Stop at Rabbi Aravuna. It's okay, we had a great daf today, and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.